It's time for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media. This year, we're speaking with farm kids about what it's like growing up in a changing rural America. Midwest kids have a strong connection to the land, and in farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Peggy Lowe, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Every time I've ever driven onto a farm, I'm met by the family dog. This time here in Nemaha County, Kansas, I'm greeted by Salty.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
My name,
I'm Peggy.
Mary Renier.
Hi.
Welcome to the Reniers. Mary Renier is mom to four, still on the farm. 19-year-old Megan is a college sophomore. She's helping her little brother, 8-year-old Luke, with a 4-H project. Eric, who's 16, was welding up in a nearby shed. Like all farm kids, the Reniers learned an important lesson early on that city kids might not. The cycle of life for animals can be short, whether it's pets or a livestock competition or, well, meat. It's just life on the farm. Let's start with 12-year-old Leah and her 6 cats.
You met Elsa, and then there's Anna, Snowball, Sheldon, and Dutch.
Have you even named
the kitten? Kitten?
No, I haven't.
Spot.
You get leery about naming a kitten.
Yeah, there's
got a spot in my head.
Says
spot.
That you call a spot.
You just said that you get leery of naming a kitten. Why is that?
Oh, they don't last long on the farm. I mean,
unless you really take care of it.
Well, you'd have to bring them indoors to.
Like, this one hasn't left the garage since it's been born.
Yeah, she's in the garage.
When I started raising pigs, I got attached to the first ones, but it doesn't really affect me much because bacon's bacon.
What about the chickens?
They didn't like.
Now we have like 6 hens left, one from the very original set of hens, and we bought more over the years, and so they're hard to keep around. We had a dog, our sister. She bought a couple dogs, and they weren't the nicest of chickens. We had some dead chickens end up showing up.
We've got a few dogs.
It's harder with dogs.
Dogs are harder because you tend to keep them longer. Like, we had a dog, Scooby. He died. Well, he's been gone since Salty's been here. But
well, he was the oldest one we'd had, the longest one. Because we went through a run back when I was little where we had dog after dog after dog. Because the school bus kept hitting them.
Well, last year, I got Champion Market Goat. And Leah got Reserve with my goat. And then we got Champion and Reserve breeding goats. So we got the top 4 awards. Well, yeah, all of my goats got top 4 awards last year. Well, you gotta get them used to the chain, otherwise you're just dragging them through the ring, and judges do not like that. And I don't like that because it's torturing the goat. You gotta get them used to it. These are meat goats, so we don't milk them. But yeah, we take them to St. Joe to sell them. But we don't eat them.
They're more Megan's pets, so I don't know that we could eat them.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories, or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.